Talking today with Gene Newens with PCOM. Gene, let's talk a little bit about the condition of our winter canola crop. It's in bloom right now, most parts of the territory. I know that even as we speak, we've got rain. That's going to make a lot of difference, I would think.
Oh, yeah. We've been looking at canola for the last 3 weeks. Bloom's going good from southern Oklahoma into Texas and including to Kansas now. Had excellent bloom. The plant's going to be very big this year, be 4.5-5 foot tall, just like it should be. Northern Oklahoma and southern Kansas have been dry. They finally got some rain up there, hopefully today. They really need it bad. Their wheat and everything's pretty dry. Everything north of north of Kingfisher County has been pretty dry for us right now. So right now it looks excellent. Potential really good for canola this year.
Now with this fairly slow rain, that's got to really give that recharge and an opportunity for fields that do get that moisture to maybe catch up a little bit then.
Yeah, it does. We aren't going to have a runoff like we would have normally on a heavy rain, like our spring storms normally are. It's going to fill the ground back up, put that profile a lot of moisture into it. Actually, canola roots are still in moisture. But this will just fill the soil back up again. So when it starts blooming, it starts putting pods on, it'll have the moisture to do that now. And the wheat, too. Wheat, too, is going to be the same way.
Well, now, obviously, this canola price has held up pretty well. I know it's kind of tied to the overall oilseed market. It seems like even as we get closer to harvest, we're hanging in there pretty good with about a $3-$3.5 premium over wheat.
Yeah, we're sitting $3.50, $3.60 right now over it. Understanding all oilseeds are normally harvested in the fall. Northern canola in Canada and North Dakota is harvested in the fall. So we're the only oil seed coming off right now. So that'll help the price stay up for Oklahoma and Kansas and Texas producers.
So that's one of those advantages of being in the southern part of the country with a June, early July type harvest.
Oh, yeah. It's a big deal. Best pricing time for canola, if you look over the last 10 years, is from May, June, and July. So it's ideal for our harvest time.
So, you know, you've worked with a lot of elevators out across the state. Things lined up pretty well that you've got a lot of receiving points now?
We have as many receiving points as we had last year, probably get 2-3 extras. Big problem is going to be a big wheat harvest this year for what we have. For producers, that's super. For us, being the new crop, the new kid in town, it's a little hard sometimes to get them to do that. We've opened more room up in our facility in Oklahoma City and a lease facility in El Reno. So we can empty them out pretty fast and still continue to take it for this year.
So you'll be able to get into the local elevator, moving fairly quickly into the El Reno, Oklahoma City area then?
Yeah, the biggest share, we've opened 3 of our big cottonseed storage buildings up this year for canola. We can handle about 700,000 bushel of canola. Really, we'll probably harvest about 3 million bushel of canola this year. So we can handle a fourth of it pretty easy this year. Pretty happy about it.
Now, we're just starting to see some of these producer meetings, and I've got the big one, of course, April 22nd in Oklahoma. What's the interest? In other words, our guys, we're seeing more fields out scattered around the countryside with 80,000 acres. We're seeing more people say, hey, I want to try that.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of people, especially the growers that have it now, will probably grow more acres. Their neighbors are looking at it, and they're finally realizing what the potential is. They've seen it grown for 3-4 years. The wheat coming in after it is a lot cleaner, a lot better value wheat coming in. So they're seeing the benefit of it, and it helps have a good price on it, too.